views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And today, we're going to talk with Dr. Susan Shumsky and explore the third eye and how you can open your third eye and develop supersensory perception by various traditional and non-traditional methods, both ancient and modern. As a pioneer in the human potential field, Dr. Susan Shumsky has spent more than 47 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. She's the best-selling author of 11 books, including Miracle Prayer, Divine Revelation, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Auras, Exploring Chakras, How to Hear the Voice of God, The Power of Auras, and her latest new book is Awaken Your Third Eye, which is what we're going to talk about today. For 22 years, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who introduced transcendental meditation to the West and was guru of the Beatles and Deepak Chopra. So Susan Shumsky served on Maharishi's personal staff for 7 years, and her website is www.drsusan.org. So welcome, Susan.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here with you today, Chris.
Yeah, great. Well, first, because I'm all about stories, so tell us your story. What brought you to be mentored by Maharishi? Can we just say, I always think of Maharishi Yogi, or is it, you have to say the full name?
His name is Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and some people call him Maharishi, although that's a title that's given to many saints in India or sages or whatever you want to call them. But So it was the 1960s. I was a hippie. I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm sure that your listeners would not really know, but those of us who were flower children, those of us who were hippies at that time, we were really, really serious about spiritual development. We were really interested in Eastern philosophy. So I was reading books like the Buddha Scriptures. I was reading the Tibetan Book of the Dead, Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. I was reading books by Alan Watts, The Way of Zen, and other books by him. And in Alan Watts' books, he said that you have to find a meditation guide. Well, in 1966 in Berkeley, California, you did not go to the Yellow Pages and look up meditation guide or anything remotely similar to that. So I asked a roommate, I said, well, how do I find this meditation guide? And he said, well, have you ever tried to meditate on your own? So I said, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. So I lay down on the bed. I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't even know that you're supposed to sit up when you meditate. I lay on the bed and I sort of prayed for or asked for a meditation, whatever that was. I didn't really know. And immediately I was propelled into an ecstatic state. I felt this cord of energy rushing from the tips of my toes all the way to the top of my head. I felt that I was plugged into an electric socket, but in a very ecstatic way. And I felt this rush of energy just going through my body. And I figured, well, I guess this is meditation. You know, I didn't know. And little did I know that I had just had my first meditation experience and then my first Kundalini awakening all at the same time. So it was not too long after that that a friend took me to the Transcendental Meditation Center in Berkeley, California. And there I saw the picture of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi on the wall of the center, and I immediately had this heartfelt affinity towards him, and I knew right away that I needed to learn meditation here in this place. And as a matter of fact, he even complained to my friend, why didn't you take me here before now, you know, because he knew that I wanted to meditate. So I did, and then, you know, I had to wait a long time before a teacher would come to teach me because there was no one in the area, but eventually I did learn in August of 1967, during the Summer of Love, I learned Transcendental Meditation. And then not too long after that, I went to India to study to become a teacher of Transcendental Meditation. So I went there in late 1969, actually, I went there to India. So that's how I got involved with meditation at quite a young age.
Yes. Well, and tell us, what was your experience then working with the Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi? And mostly, like, what was the most impactful lesson that you learned with studying with him in particular?
Wow. That's quite a question and a very profound question. Because when you go to study with a guru from India, you don't really know what you're signing up for. You're signing up for the whole experience of spiritual awakening and spiritual enlightenment, but you don't realize that in order for that to happen, your ego has to disappear and your entire identity has to change and you have to completely annihilate the ego. So you don't know what kind of experiences you have to go through in order for that to take place. So the guru puts you through various experiences that are very challenging and difficult because, first of all, you're being praised and then you're being slammed, your ego is being completely crushed. So this goes on over and over and over again. And I saw it not only with myself, but all the other people around him. And, you know, if a guru is worth his salt, if he's a decent guru, he puts people through these kinds of machinations, which eventually end up in the person changing, you know, they change for the better. They change in a good way and they become more spiritually awake and less concerned with their own egos, shall we say. So it's quite an experience. It's a seesaw between heaven and hell, is what it is, to be with an enlightened spiritual master.
Mm-hmm. So they don't let things slide by them.
No.
They're gonna confront you on your stuff. And that's what a good... it can be challenging, but it's what
very
a good...
Intense.
Yes. Well, and so from that, you were there 7 years on his personal staff. And then you've been many years at this, you've created Divine Revelation, which is a technology for contacting the divine presence. So tell us about that.
Right. So Divine Revelation is a way for people to meditate in a specific way and to learn how to listen to the still small voice within you. That's the voice of God within, or you might call it your higher self, whatever you like to call it, it's fine. It is the higher aspect of your being, and you can communicate with that divine beingness within you and receive answers to questions, receive divine guidance, healing, wisdom, inspiration from within yourself, be led by spirit in everyday life, and also become spiritually awakened through that process. It's like awakening the inner guru and following the guidance of the inner guru. So it's extremely powerful, and it really works. And I've written some books about that. Specifically, I've written Divine Revelation, How to Hear the Voice of God. And in fact, Awaken Your Third Eye also teaches quite a bit about Divine Revelation. This latest book, Awaken Your Third Eye.
Yeah, and I like it that you're saying, you know, it's finding that guru within. I think that's where we're at now, that it's knowing is within us, and it we have to go inside ourselves to find that guidance, you know, because there's been a lot of putting it on other people and searching outside of ourselves and wanting, in its essence, kind of wanting to be rescued by a guru, and that's not where it's at nowadays.
Right. Exactly. It's about turning within and finding the truth within, because you are the source and center of all wisdom and truth. It's right there within you. All you have to do is like open the spigot. If you know how to open the spigot, that flow of divine guidance will just flow into your being, and you'll receive the divine messages yourself, clairvoyantly, clairaudient, and clairsentient.
Mm-hmm. And some of, yeah, and some of this also has to do with the third eye on your new book, Awaken Your Third Eye. So let's talk about that. Tell us what the third eye is, and why is it important now?
Okay, well, the third eye is, so let's just begin with this explanation. All right, so we have the physical body, and then we have a subtle body as well. And the subtle body permeates and surrounds the physical body. And flowing through your subtle body is what we call prana. It's called prana in India, and in China it's called qi, and in Japan it's called ki. So prana flows through the subtle body, and it is what keeps you alive. It's what gives you life. If you didn't have the subtle body, if you didn't have this energy body through which prana flows, you would be dead. It's said in the ancient scriptures of India that when prana is in the body, that is defined as life, and when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So prana flows through specific conduits of energy. In China, they call those meridian, and in India, they call it nadi. And so prana is flowing through these conduits on your in your subtle body. By the way, it's not in the physical realm. If you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find the nadi or prana or anything like that anywhere. So when many nadis, when they come together, when they intersect, it forms these vortexes, and those are called chakra. In India, they call them chakra, and in China, they call them acupressure points, basically, or acupuncture points. So the chakra are the centers of subtle energy, the centers of pranic energy, life force energy. And these centers of energy is what's keeping your body going, keeping you alive. So one of these centers of pranic energy is called the third eye.
And we're going to have to go into
that's called.
We're going to have to go into that when we come back from our commercial break. We'll talk about what the third eye is. So we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Susan Chomsky. She's the author of Awaken Your Third Eye. And she was just going to explain to us what the third eye is. So let's continue with that, Susan.
Yes. So as I was saying, this vortex of pranic energy or life force energy that is called the third eye. In India, they call that the Ajna Chakra. That's spelled A-J-N-A, and it's pronounced Ajna Chakra, which is located in the middle of your head, basically, in the area of the pineal gland. And it extends from your forehead area to the center of the head to the back of the head. And that is the area of the third eye. It is one of your seven major chakras. The chakra are the seven basic vortexes of pranic energy in your body that are regulating and making your body work. So the third eye chakra in the center of your forehead is the center that is in, it's actually called the command center. Ajna chakra means command center, as a matter of fact, if you translate it directly into English. Because those glands around the area of your pineal gland and thalamus and hypothalamus and all that, they are actually directing your entire endocrine system. So they're directing your body. And so that's why it's a very, very important chakra. But not only does it do that, it also, this chakra, it also is the center of wisdom, of intuition, of your higher self and higher knowledge. And so it's also very important for that reason.
Yeah, so what's the ultimate purpose of the third eye then?
So the ultimate purpose of the third eye is to help you to attain higher consciousness, because it is the center of, as a matter of fact, if you translate the planet Jupiter, which rules the third eye, the planet Jupiter is basically in the third eye area. And if you translate that into English, the planet Jupiter is called Guru in Sanskrit. Okay, so the inner Guru is in your third eye area. So it is the place of higher awareness, of higher consciousness, of higher wisdom, and also the center for clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. Your supersensory perception is located there in your third eye area. So that's where you see, hear, and feel things that are hidden from view. So it's very powerful.
Yes, and getting more into that, what's the advantages of opening our third eye? I mean, you know, I know it's you know, third eye, you think of sight, but it's a different kind of sight. It's that you mentioned it, the intuitiveness, the supersensory mm-hmm. perception, and how can people develop that?
Right. So the reason why that's so important, and you asked why is it important today? Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because of the fact that people don't know what to do. People, you know, they used to know what to do. Life used to be really simple. Okay, you had your job, you had your pension, you had your savings, you know, you lived out your life and everything was kind of regulated. And people can no longer count on these institutions that they used to be able to count on for just their everyday life. They don't, no longer do people know what to do. So if you have the ability to connect with the source of all wisdom, which is right there in your third eye, if you can learn how to awaken your clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient abilities, then you will know how to make decisions in your life with peaceful confidence, because you'll know that you're being guided by spirit with a capital S to make the best decisions in your life. And that's why it's vital for people to open their third eye and learn how to listen to the still small voice within so that they can communicate with their higher self and receive divine guidance. That's why opening the third eye is vital and essential. And that's one of the main advantages, although there are many other advantages too. Some of the advantages are that you're happier. you're obviously happier because you have more confidence and you know you're on the right track and you are in the hands of God and you're not worried anymore about, you know, what's going to happen and worried about your life and how it's going to go because you're being guided by Spirit. So it's an incredibly powerful, meaningful way to live because you are directed by that still small voice and you are able to conduct yourself with highest wisdom and also fulfill your destiny. And you'll know what your true purpose is and you'll be able to walk that true path that you have incarnated in order to walk.
So how is a person to know, because, you know, a lot of times we have voices in our head and we, you know, sometimes you question, is this really my higher self speaking or is this ego or is this something else? You know, how do you teach for people to know whether that intuitive voice is real?
Okay, so that is a really good question because there's four different places that these voices might be coming from. They might be coming from the true spiritual world or spiritual plane, which consists of angels, archangels, divine beings, deities, your higher self, deceased people who have gone into the light after death. That is who inhabits basically the spiritual world. People call it heaven. Whatever you like to call it, it doesn't really matter. It is the spiritual plane. And I suggest that that's the best place to get your messages from, is from the spiritual plane, because that is the plane of truth. That's where truth resides. If you get it from some other place, it's not going to be truth. So the three other places that you might tap into, and inadvertently even, and think that you're receiving divine messages when you're not, are the mental world, which consists of, well, your mind, your wishful thinking, what you hoping might be true but isn't really true, erroneous ideas, habits, conditioning, and so on. And then there's what we call the astral plane. That's another place that you might tap into and think you're getting true divine intuition or true messages from spirit when you're not. And that would be the place where earthbound spirits and entities reside. Beings who did not go into the light after death, lost and confused beings, are living in the astral world. And then the environmental world, which means, I call it the environmental plane, and that would be where you're being influenced by people around you. So the collective beliefs of humanity are there. Erroneous ideas about people's roles in society and that sort of thing are there in the environmental level. So I suggest that people only get their messages from the spiritual world. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, you have to be in the spiritual world in order, you have to get into that state of consciousness and receive your messages from that state. And that happens through meditation. It comes from taking deep breaths and getting deep enough in the meditation. I really recommend the deep breaths because it takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into the meditation. And then when you're on that spiritual plane, you'll be able to receive your messages more clearly. Now, I have an entire 10-test system called the 10 Tests of Spiritual Discernment that I do teach in this book, Awaken Your Third Eye. And with that system, you can develop the ability to discern, to know when it's really the true divine voice speaking to you and not some other voice speaking to you in your head. So that's very, very important to learn that. I can't teach that in a radio interview. It takes a three-hour class. But you can read about it in the book, Awaken Your Third Eye.
Yeah, so great. So the exercises are in there. Yeah, so it's highly recommended to check the book out. So there's a lot of symbolism with that you write about in your book, about the third eye and the pineal gland. What's a key one that you really want to share with people?
Well, the pineal gland looks like a tiny pine cone or a beehive or a corn stalk, basically. if you do a dissection of the physical body, you'll see the pineal gland. That's what it looks like. And that's why it's called the pineal gland, because it looks like the pine cone or the pine seed. and it resembles the stone pine. So it comes from that word in Greek and in Latin. So the pine cone is represented in many ancient cultures. It appears in Indonesia, Babylonia, Sumeria, Egypt, Greece, and Rome. It's also prevalent in Freemasonry, Theosophy, Gnosticism, Christianity. The beehive is a very common Masonic symbol. The corn stalk is widely portrayed by indigenous tribes of the Americas. And the very largest religious monument in the world, which is in Cambodia, it's called Angkor Wat. It has colossal domes that are pine cone shaped. And pine cones or beehives adorn the head of Lord Buddha in statues throughout Asia. The world's largest pine cone statue is found in the Vatican at the court of the pine cone, and it's flanked by two peacocks that represent resurrection and immortality. And also, the Pope carries a staff with a pine cone on it. And that pine cone also appears to the ancient Greeks in a wand or staff called a thyrsus, which is wielded by Dionysus, also known as Bacchus, and his followers, which are the satyrs and the maenad. And that that thyrsus is made of a stalk of fennel plant, and it is twined with ivy, and it has branches, ivy branches and vine branches, and it's decorated with a ribbon, and it's topped with the pine cone. So the pine cone is found throughout the ancient world, and you still see it in the Vatican.
Yeah, and people probably aren't even aware of that. Well, we're going to take another short break, and we'll come back and talk more with Susan Shumsky and her book, Awaken Your Third Eye.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com
or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I've been talking with Dr. Susan Chomsky about how you can awaken your third eye. Well, Susan, can you give your contact information, your website, your Facebook page, or what, where people can read about you and find about all the books that you have written?
Right. So my website is drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. On that website, you can read the first chapter of every one of my books. You can listen to TOA seminars. You can read articles. All of that is free. And so there's a lot of things on that website that you can learn and read about. And also, I have another website, which is called divinetravels.com. That's divinetravels.com. And on that website, you can find out about tours and retreats, travels to sacred destinations, and also cruise ship seminars that I produce that have a lot of amazing speakers on them. So check that out. And the best thing to do on that website at divinetravels.com is to subscribe, because then you'll be notified of things that are coming up, because obviously everything is not always offered there at the same time. There's always new things coming up on that website. So check that out.
Great. Okay. So you were talking about this symbol, the pine cone, and how it's even at the Vatican and things. So is there any references to the third eye? You know, just given our whole culture of, you know, Christianity and everything in Judaism in the Old or New Testament, do you find any references to the third eye?
Well, yes, there's a couple of references in the Bible. For example, in Genesis, there was an incident where Jacob had a little encounter with an angel, and he wrestled with the angel. And it says in the Bible, it says, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, which translates, it's a Hebrew word that means face of God. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh, which means he was limping. So the thing is that he had this encounter with the angel, and so he called that place by the name Face of God. And Face of God is Peniel, actually. It's a Hebrew word. And that is so appropriate, because with your third eye, which is located in the pineal gland, with that, you can view, you can see the face of God. You can see divine beings. You can see things that are hidden from view. You can see realms, heavenly realms, and so on. So that is pretty interesting. And then there's one reference in the New Testament that Jesus said. He said, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So he said that, and he was referring to the third eye. And he was also referring to one-pointed intention. In other words, having a clear intention and a single intention. So I think this is probably the best, most interesting quote about the third eye that you'll find in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Well, so is there any way that you can help our audience open their third eye? Is there a prayer or affirmation that you can say?
Yeah, actually, if you'd like, I can do a little invocation here. It's called the Third Eye Invocation. I'll just read it right out of the book, Awaken Your Third Eye. Would that be good?
Yeah, great.
You can do that. Okay, so what I'd like everyone to do is just get comfortable in your chair and just close your eyes and just take a big deep breath together. Breathe in. Let it all go. Just let everything go. Give up. Give over. Just allow. Another big deep breath. Breathe in. And just when you let go, just let everything go. All cares and concerns, just let it all go. Just drain out into the ground. Just let it all go. Another big deep breath. Breathe in. And let it all go again. Completely give up. Completely give over to spirit. Just be at peace. All right, now just follow my words. And as you follow my words, just visualize what I'm saying. I let go and I let God fill my third eye with the brilliance of God's light. I call upon all the divine beings of light who come in the name of God to now fill my third eye with radiant blessings. I call forth the beautiful Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth and wholeness, to shine forth your beautiful glowing white fire to now fill and purify my third eye with blazing white light. I call forth radiant Saint Germain to now fill my third eye with your violet consuming flame to cleanse, heal, and purify my third eye and to lift its vibration to the highest spiritual vibration that I can comfortably enjoy at this time. I call forth brilliant Jesus the Christ to now fill my third eye with your dazzling golden light of the Christ consciousness and to blaze that scintillating golden light through every atom of my body and subtle bodies on all levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and material. I call forth Kuan Yin and Mother Mary to shine a beautiful sparkling pink light to now infuse and permeate my third eye with divine radiance, softness, gentleness, peace, love, compassion, strength, and wisdom. I call upon Lord Buddha to now vibrate the light of wisdom upon my third eye to allow me to attain spiritual enlightenment and freedom from the wheel of samsara. I invoke Mahamuni Babaji, the immortal sage, to now blaze forth with glory your resplendent clear light of enlightenment to lift, heal, cleanse, and transform my third eye. I ask Babaji to now penetrate and suffuse my third eye with the pure, clear light of enlightenment, opening me to realize the supreme truth, allowing my spiritual eye to see the ultimate reality and lifting my vibration to the highest state of consciousness that I can comfortably enjoy at this time. I call forth all the divine beings of light who come in the name of God to now lift me into a new consciousness where I now see the truth, know the truth, and live the truth. Thank you, God, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you. So are there any exercises that you can share that helps to open too?
Yes. Well, in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, there are dozens and dozens of exercises that can help people to awaken their third eye, including very traditional methods of yoga exercises, such as asanas, specific asanas such as the head and the shoulder stand, and the Uddiyana Bandha, which is what we call a bandha. The bandhas are muscular locks. The Uddiyana Bandha, the Jalandhara Bandha, these various bandhas that I teach in the book Awaken Your Third Eye are very powerful for awakening the third eye and for awakening kundalini, which awakens your third eye. And these are not usually taught in yoga classes. I don't usually get into the bandhas or the mudras. There's also some very specific mudras that are really powerful for awakening the third eye. Mudras are specific, shall we call them gestures, or just different positions of the hands and the body that you get into that are really powerful. Also, in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, I teach the microcosmic orbit, which is a Taoist practice that helps you to awaken your third eye. It's about imagining a ball of energy flowing through a circuit through the body, and as well as what I call a Trataka meditation is another way to help you open your third eye. Often that is done through gazing at a candle, but you could also gaze at the horizon, at a star, at the moon. You can do mirror gazing. It's another way to do Trataka meditation, where you sit in a darkened room and you stare at your own forehead with soft focus vision. Now, what do I mean by soft focus vision? What I mean is that you have two eyes, and your two eyes converge in one spot in order for you to focus on something. However, those two eyes can also see in an unfocused way. Now, if you've ever seen those pictures called magic eye pictures, they're just like color blocks, different blocks of color. And then when you look at them with soft focus vision, you'll see a three-dimensional object pop out of that picture. that is seeing with soft focus vision. So using the magic eye pictures is a very good way to develop your ability to see with soft focus vision. And that's the key to developing outer clairvoyant sight. But also the mirror gazing is very powerful for that, which you can do. You need to do that as well, but don't strain when you're doing that. Take it easy and just allow the eyes to completely relax. And as they relax, you'll be seeing separate, kind of like double vision, sort of. You're seeing separate with each eye, and you're not focused. So that soft focus vision is key for developing clairvoyant sight. So these are some of the exercises. There's a lot more in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, including pranayama, which is breathing exercises, and other traditional methods.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's a good reason to get the book, because that's where you're going to get the benefit of learning how to awaken your third eye and keep developing that and getting to that place of that soft, still voice. Well, this is Christina's. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back after this break and talk more with Dr. Susan Chomsky.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we're talking about the third eye today with Dr. Susan Chomsky. Her book is Awaken Your Third Eye. So, Susan, let's talk a little bit about the, I know this one aspect in your book, you talk about the Philosopher's Stone and what that is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. So the Philosopher's Stone is something that was sought by the alchemists and was sought not only in the West, but also in the East. It was referred to in the Emerald Tablet, which was written by Hermes Trismegistus. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he founded the Hermetic tradition and all of that. So the Emerald Tablet, which is the Secret of Hermes, that was the sort of the Bible of the alchemist craft, and it was said to reveal the secret of the Philosopher's Stone. And the Philosopher's Stone is something that is supposed to help to transmute like base metal into gold, but also it's about transmuting this physical form that we live in into an immortal form. So the alchemists were looking for immortality, basically. They're looking for the fount of immortality, you might say. And there's lots of names, hundreds of names for the Philosopher's Stone. In India, they call it Soma Rasa or Soma Jew. And Maharasa, they call it Amrita, which means the nectar of immortality. And in fact, in the most ancient scripture of India, which is called the Rig Veda, there's an entire chapter of the Rig Veda, the ninth mandala, that's devoted to this mysterious substance. It's called Soma, also known as Soma Pavamana or Indu, which promises eternal life. So Soma is supposed to be a drink of living drops that are produced by pressing stalks of a legendary plant called the Soma plant. But the yogis believe that legendary Soma substance is self-generated, that it's not, in fact, a plant in the Himalayas, that it is produced in the pineal gland, and that it can program the body to rejuvenate itself indefinitely. And there are yogic and Taoist practices that stimulate the production and conservation of this, what they call Amrita or Soma, this precious immortal nectar, which is believed to flow from the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's always this quest for the eternal and the eternal life, you know, that fountain of youth and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, the fountain of youth. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
it's there. It's within us.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason for the pineal gland, the third eye, and meditation, and just, if anything, just to live fully in present in our body and healthy and all that too they say heaven on earth, you know, being fully immersed in this experience here. Well, there's another aspect about and that you talk about in your book, and it's related to the third eye, is DMT. Can you share what that is and how it's related?
Yeah, that's very interesting. DMT, which is dimethyltryptamine, that's an illegal drug, basically. It's a substance that became popular in the 1960s, back, when I was a hippie in the 60s, people were taking DMT as a recreational drug. It has a very fast-acting and highly intense hallucinogenic effect. A DMT trip usually lasts about half an hour. And recently, the jungle of the Amazon has become a very popular tourist destination for those who are seeking DMT in the form of ayahuasca. And ayahuasca is a shamanic medicine that's sacred to the indigenous South American Indian tribes, cultures of the Amazon. So it's used in potions for healing and for opening awareness to subtle realms beyond the physical world. The Aguaruna Indians of the Amazon have been using this substance in ritual ceremonies since about 500 BC. And it's made from leaves and stems of various psychedelic plants. And so they claim that DMT awakens connection with a higher power and so on. But the stunning thing is this. In 2013, Rick Strassman, who wrote the book The Spirit Molecule, he and his research team, they made a huge discovery. They found that DMT is produced in the pineal gland of rodents. So, you know, I mean, the next thing is to know that it comes to humans too, because rodents are mammals like we are. So the reality is that DMT is produced in the pineal gland, and that is a stunning discovery, because what it does is it proves that the pineal gland, the third eye, is related to experiences of other realms, higher consciousness, of altered states of perception, that is right there in the pineal gland, and it's produced from the substance DMT.
So that, like, sometimes when you shared your first meditation experience being kind of, you know, it's kind of an altered state. And so actually in going in deep meditation, you can achieve these altered states I've experienced it too, without using DMT or
That's
drugs.
That's correct. But what this shows is that the pineal gland is the center where these experiences come from, and that the pineal gland is producing this chemical, DMT, endogenously. That means by itself. You know, we don't need to take drugs, in other words. That we are naturally attuned to spirit, that we can naturally develop our ability to have these higher states of consciousness. And the yogis have known about this, you know, for millennia. And they actually have specific exercises to help you to stimulate the production of soma, such as what they call Khechari Mudra, which I do teach in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye.
Well, I'm sure your book sales are just going to soar now because, you know, this is less expensive than buying drugs and healthier for you and a safer way to get to those altered states of consciousness. So thank you for that.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Susan.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, so everybody, you can check out her books. Besides Awaken Your Third Eye and many other books, www.drsusan.org. Also, her retreats and her travel and cruises, which sound marvelous, go to divinetravel.com. So check all that out. And I'm so glad to have Susan on the show. And also, I want to share I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and our conference is coming up. Our 24th annual conference is February 11th to the 15th. We have a deadline August 1st of proposals for giving your expertise and gifts and sharing that with our community. We do 3-hour workshops, and it's a very experiential conference, and I encourage you to check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and look for the 2016 conference. All the details there about how you can apply. And also, I would invite you to check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a compilation of what all woman wisdom is about. Many voices about the divine feminine and art and poetry and some of our speakers. And purchasing from our website supports Woman of Wisdom. We're a nonprofit. So just go to womanofwisdom.org, and please check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com. I do empowerment for women and teach circle leadership and a lot of different things and coaching. So I would love for you to check out my website. One thing Woman of Wisdom is doing is giving a circle leadership training. It's October 1st through the 4th. It's in a lovely site on a river on Gold Bar, Washington, up near the mountains. And just contact us at wow@womanofwisdom.org if you're interested to learn this model of co-creative leadership. It's very useful in many areas of your life, at home, work, and relationships, and it's a fabulous training. Okay, everybody. Well, next week I'm going to be interviewing Sonia Lee. She is the author of her memoir, Wondering Who You Are, and that'll be next week on Friday. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.